It has been busy week. Coming back from vacation always is. And I missed you all. I could have stayed away another week. But I'm glad to see you. It is wonderful to just interactions with everybody over the course of the week has been really good. If you want to turn with me to the prophet Isaiah, chapter 9, verse 6, or you can just look up on the screen. Let's read the word of the Lord. But for to us a child is born, to us a son is given, and the government will be on his shoulders, and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. Amen. Let's pray. Father, as we come to study your word and to see how you were sent to transform, or send your Holy Spirit to open our eyes and to see your truth, to see how we can apply that and live it in our lives. Lord, anoint me as I come to speak, that I would speak your word in such a manner that its meaning would be clear and that people would be drawn closer to you. And that each person here would know that they had heard from you in some way today. Now, Lord, we just seek your face. Lead us as we study your word. In Jesus' name, amen. Well, when I was gone, Peggy's brother came and spoke, and his was, "How do you smell?" And I really thought about coming up here with the sermon title of "I Stink," but I was thinking that would to build off that theme, but it just didn't work right. But Born to Transform is what I titled this week, and you say, well, as you read, when we read that passage, you go, "Born to Transform, how does that fit?" Well, first, let's just figure out what a transformer is. Okay, Mike? Anybody ever see one of these things on the side of the road? Substation transformer. It's a transformer. Next. The purpose of this thing is to take something, low voltage, high current, and transform it to high current, low voltage, or low, the high voltage, low current, and back again. They do this for the purpose of getting electricity from point A to point B without losing all the power. Now, that's one kind of transformer. Next. There's another kind that'll take our AC power and transform it to DC power so you can put it in a battery and store it and use it. Next. There's even some toys called transformers. And some of these kids, I used to have some transformers. All of my children had them, but I played with them. What do they all have in common? Here we see the picture of this toy, and basically we see one that looks like a car and one which looks like a robot, and it's the same toy, just in different configurations. It's been transformed. The name transformer means that something intrinsic in it has been changed. Next. Now, it doesn't matter whether we're talking about little transformers, next, or big transformers. This is a huge transformer. That one's probably about one-third the size of this room. Okay? So that's pretty good size. My father used to work in that kind of transformer. He'd actually, you know, go inside and work at the... Remember, it's just nothing but a big metal bar, the electrical transformer, with, filled with oil, and they just drain the oil down to the level so he could keep his chin above it while he's in there working. But the purpose that Christ was born was not to transform electricity, but to transform you and me. You made it up on the screen, Emmett. It's the back of your head, but... Christ came. He was born to transform. And who he was meant to transform was you and me. Okay, Mike. He was meant to come and change us. The way he was going to do that is that the government will be on his shoulders and he will be called Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. When we read the verses before and after this, we see that all that is the implements of war, all that had been used to persecute the people of God would be destroyed. All that is there to glorify God would be increased. That of the increase of His government and peace, there would be no end. That's a transformation. To go from a world in conflict to one where peace is no end. Do you realize that this earth has not seen peace? A time where there is no conflict since Adam and Eve ate the apple. I mean, worldwide peace between all of humanity, between humanity and creation, between humanity and God, where there is no conflict. That's real transformation. And that's why Christ, Jesus, the baby, was born. Was to transform. To change us. To bring us from that broken relationship to a restored, renewed, healthy relationship. We get so used to doing things in a poor manner sometimes that we have difficulty learning to do it right. I know I had that difficulty in gymnastics. I had some poor habits that I had gotten in my floor exercise routine. Yes, I know, I used to be able to jump around and do that kind of thing, but not anymore. Anyhow, once you learn that bad habit, trying to train it out is very difficult because you keep wanting to do it. I used to work with Jason when he was practicing his flute, and he would get to the same place and he'd stumble and he'd just stop. I said, every time you stop, what you're doing is you're practicing stopping. You're not practicing playing the piece, you're practicing stopping playing the piece. You need to keep playing. And that would transform his playing. Jesus came in his song that George sang so well this morning. He came to transform to a glorious day. That through living He loved us, through dying He saved us. And we celebrate that in communion. We don't celebrate the finished transformation because it The last verse of the song that he sang talks about he's coming again, O glorious day. And that is when the final transformation will occur for everybody. But yet today, all who accept Christ are transformed in part. We don't have that complete transformation that's promised yet until we get to be with God in heaven, or until Christ comes in person. I mean, I'm a child of God, but trust me, I still have problems. I still have conflict. Don and I had some yesterday. But He's promised that He's coming back. He was born for the purpose of completing the transformation of us and this world into one which is all according to His plan, and one which is all in accord and agreement with the Lord's will. So that's the transformation that's before us. And right now, we're kind of in the middle. I was talking with Ed before the service, and he mentioned that at Quest, where he used to work, they used to have one of these transformers which had like a rheostat on it, and it would go from high voltage, low current to low voltage, high current, and you could turn it up and you would hold on to see how long you could hold on before the current got so bad you had to let go. People do kind of silly things, right? It was a macho thing, wasn't it, Ed? Yeah, tough guy. But there was the top of the scale and the bottom of the scale, and it was in the middle that most of the people were. And that's where we're at. Those who don't know Christ are indeed at the bottom of that scale of transformation. Those of us who've accepted Christ are in that transformation. God tells us in His Word that He is making us new creations and that He's rebuilding us. He is conforming each one of us, each on a daily basis, more and more into the very image of Christ. That's transformation. That's why Jesus came. Because God loves us so much that He gave His only begotten Son, that whosoever should believe in Him should not die, but have eternal life. That's why we're going to take communion. We're going to celebrate. The elders would come forward.